It is day two of the Virginia Film Festival here on the rainy downtown wall. This is Sean McCord for the Charlottesville Podcast Network. I am in the festival studio, which is the media center for the Community Idea Stations. And we're talking to filmmakers and other guests all day long. And sitting with me is Laura Summers, whose film Rich Kids screens tomorrow, Saturday, 4:15 p.m. at the Violet Crown. Welcome.
Thank you.
You came here directly from the airport.
I did, yes. I didn't want to miss an opportunity to talk about my movie, so.
So you haven't really had a chance to see the town yet, so thank you for coming in here.
Yeah, well, I saw the beautiful fall trees, and so that was a great welcome from Charlottesville.
You know what, this was the right weekend. It doesn't always match up, but this year it did. Suddenly the tree just went and the leaves are all over the place.
Oh, I'm lucky. Yeah. That's going to convince all the visiting filmmakers to move here now. So
you know what? We got room.
Yeah, cool. Okay, good. Some places tell you, go away.
Yeah, no. We love to have. We got room for more artists and more art here.
Fantastic.
Your film, Rich Kids, I'll say it again, screens Saturday at 4:15 p.m. at the Violet Crown. Tell us a little bit about the film and about you as a filmmaker.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So Rich Kids is a story about a group of teens from a low-income community. They're all Latino or Afro-Latino kids. Mm-hmm. They break into a local mansion and spend the day pretending that they're rich in order to forget about their difficult lives. And, you know, as all good stories, things kind of take a turn for the worse. It starts out great, and then things go terribly wrong.
Well, right. You have to have a character. They have to have a story. They have to have an obstacle.
Exactly.
And there has to be a resolution.
Yes.
Yeah, with a basic storytelling.
With a very touching ending, you know.
Excellent.
Where we walk out of the theater feeling like we've learned something new about ourselves and about other people. So.
And you're a Los Angeles-based filmmaker.
Yes.
Was this shot in L.A.?
Actually, it was shot in Houston, Texas. Yeah, which is where I grew up.
Okay.
And the film is actually based on a story that actually happened to me. I grew up in the community where the film was shot.
What's the name of the community?
It's South Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know. We don't have specific communities, like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Other places.
So
I grew up in a neighborhood that there was a big road, and on one side of the road was a low-income, primarily Latino community, and on the other side of the road was an upper-middle-class, primarily white community.
Hmm.
And my parents built this ridiculous house right in the middle of those two communities, and it became the legend of the neighborhood, and everybody told stories about it and wanted to know what it was like inside, and a lot of my friends from both communities would break into the house whenever we would go away.
Oh, so wait a minute. This is a very personal story. This is your house.
Yes, yes. And in fact, the film is shot in my house.
Really?
Yes, yes. So.
Do your parents still own it?
Actually, they sold it. It's a great story. They sold it literally right after we wrapped.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
They had put it on the market after our first shoot, and then they had a terrible sales real estate agent who couldn't sell it, and so then I had to go back 6 months later to film some more
pickups.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then they closed with the new real estate agent a week after we wrapped. So
was your parents talking about selling the house part of your impetus for making this film? Like, I better make this now.
It just, the idea kind of sprung into my mind, and, you know, and they were trying to sell it, and then they, right after the idea happened and I started working on the script, they said, well, we got a real estate agent, and I said, oh my God, okay. And they had sat on the house had sat empty for 10 years.
Oh, they weren't living there anymore.
No, and so the break-ins, like, accelerated once they left.
Yeah.
But they had left it completely furnished, their clothing in it, and they would just return, you know, once a month to go to the doctor or to do the yard work or something like that.
Mm.
But, you know, so they had, you know, it was something that needed to be sold quickly. It was starting to become a money pit, you know, if you've got a house empty for 10 years. And so I just was like, look, you got to sell the house. I'm not going to stand in your way, but I'm making this movie. And, you know, if God willing, I can get it done before the house sells, then let's make this happen. And it just, it really did work out perfectly. So, but it was definitely something that kind of sped me along, you know, and made it happen. So.
The film we're talking about is Rich Kids, screened Saturday at 4:15 p.m. at the Violet Crown. I'm talking to the director and so much more, Laura Summers.
Yes.
So what was your background in film, and what made you think, you know what, it's time for me to make my own independent film?
Well, it's a very long background, but, you know, starting out with my mom and dad, you know, buying an 8mm camera when we were kids, and mm-hmm. I would write scripts and with them, and we'd act in it and stuff like that, and then just kind of did theater for the longest time. I went to NYU and studied theater there, and, you know, had that going on for about 10 years, and then just kind of realized that I had always wanted to make films because I just loved cinema, and I loved the reach that cinema provides. You know, you can do a play and it just has a, you know, you can't really reach as many people as you can a film,
and a film will live
forever. What's that?
Ephemeral.
Yes. So, so I just decided you know, that I was going to move to Los Angeles and, you know, pursue it and just...
And become a filmmaker.
Exactly, yeah. And so I just kind of... And I had knew nothing about how to make films, because I've been doing theater forever. So I was always, you know, working on other people's sets for free and just trying to learn every job that I could, because I knew if I wanted to be a respected director that I had to know at least how to talk to everybody on set. So
the language, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And so then...
That isn't as crazy as it sounds, though, is it? Because it's, I mean, it's an industry town.
Exactly,
you know,
yeah.
It's like if you want to learn, I don't know, the cattle business, you move to Dallas.
Yeah, good point, absolutely, yeah.
So you want to learn the film business, you just move to L.A.
Yeah, yeah.
And you pick it up.
Yeah, but the great thing about today now is that people can make films anywhere,
right.
You know what I mean? And that's... like so empowering, and it's really important because then we can have more varied stories, you know, because I feel like, you know, Hollywood has kind of just been cranking out the same kinds of stories over and over again, and they're very vanilla. And so filmmakers that are local to their communities around the country and around the world can continue to make independent films. We can start to learn more about each other, you know, which was something that's super important to me, specifically with, you know, with Rich Kids, was just kind of learning about Latino youth and having a story for them, because there is no representation for Latinos on screen for the most part. And so that's been just a really kind of special experience to be able to go around the country and show this film to people and see the reaction that people of so many ages, you know, from like, you know, kids in their teens to grown adults in their 40s, seeing themselves and their life story reflected on screen for the first time is a really powerful thing. So,
you're in Los Angeles. You. Mm-hmm. Wrote the script.
Mm-hmm.
You knew you had to shoot it in Houston.
Yeah.
Because you had the perfect set.
Exactly.
When you brought together your cast and your crew,
mm-hmm.
did you bring people with you from LA? Did you cast it in Houston?
That is a great question.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome.
Hear that?
Well, because it's a really interesting story. The cast and the crew came from all over the country into Houston. My cinematographer came from New York City, and my co-writer came from Los Angeles by way of Austin and Portland, Oregon. And the cast came, I tried to cast a lot of Houston talent because I really enjoy discovering new talent and kind of, you know, letting the world see them. And but, you know, we brought in an actor from Brooklyn, we brought in an actress from Los Angeles, and people from Austin. So it was a really, you know, diverse group of people. So
yeah. And if we can get just a little... sort of film nerdy for a minute.
Sure.
How'd you shoot it and how'd you get your funding?
Well, that's another great story, which is we crowdfunded it.
Really?
Yes. Again, you know, so much is changing in the world. And again, people like me, independent filmmakers who don't have necessarily Hollywood connections or money connections, you know, we can shoot digitally, we can raise money through crowdfunding, and you know, we raised it for we raised $40,000 just by asking people to open up their paycheck, you know, their pocketbooks, and give us 25 here, 25 there, and through doing that, we were able to also kind of build a great grassroots following and got people really excited, and it was a really cool way to kind of test the market for the film too, you know, because you could tell that, you know, by people getting excited about what the story was going to be about and who the people were going to be in it, you know, other people would then tell their friends about our project. And so it's just really snowballed, and it's just been an amazing tool, you know.
And so from this funding base, do you now have a group of... I don't want to call them investors, but people who are interested in what you are continuing to do creatively, that you can stay in touch with and will continue to support you in some way?
Absolutely. I mean, the thing about crowdfunding is that the people that invest in you and your project are really not, they're more investing in you because they love you.
Exactly.
You know, because our film has been so successful and they've seen, you know, so many people have gotten to actually see the film that kicked in, you know, and loved it and are really excited about it and are happy for our success, I know that if we go back and we do this model again, which I really would like to, you know, I think that we'll have success again and maybe even a greater success, you know, because people can see, you know, what our team is capable of, you know what I mean, if we're just given opportunities. So
if people are coming in late to this and they want to find out more about Rich Kids, which... screen Saturday at 4:15 p.m. at the Violet Crown. You should all come see it. But after people have seen it, they want to continue to follow this film and the other work that you've done. Mm-hmm. How do they connect with you on social media?
Well, we're on all the platforms. Mm-hmm. First, we have our website, which is richkidsthemovie.com.
Richkidsthemovie.com.
Mm-hmm. And then we're at Instagram at richkidsthemovie, mm-hmm. Facebook, richkidsthemovie, and Twitter, richkidsmovie.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Because Rich Kid the movie was already taken.
I don't know. I can't remember why it worked out that way, but I was like, man.
Maybe it's Twitter first.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. So you said the success of the film. So have you've been taking this around to other festivals?
Yeah, this is probably our 10th festival.
Wow.
Yeah, and we've got like 5 more lined up that we know of, 5 or 6 more lined up just this year. Our film has won 5 awards at five different festivals.
Really?
Yes.
So you're like 0 for 5. No, 5 for 5. Excuse me.
Yeah, 5 for 5. Yeah.
Ten festivals and 5 awards. That's amazing.
Yes.
And so what has the reception been like?
It's been beautiful. I mean, you know, we've taken the film across the country to totally different communities of people, and everyone loves the film. You know, they're just so entertained by it. And then you're smiling, you know, but it's like, they really are.
Well, I can see how you're glowing on the inside. I mean, this is your first independent film.
Yeah.
And people are loving it and giving you awards.
It is a miracle.
That's amazing.
It is a miracle, yes. And, you know, they're just, they love the storytelling. They're entertained by it. The film has so much heart. The film has real characters that we go into depth with, and, you know, they are varied and have different shades of humanity, and, you know, there's 6 main characters, and each of these characters represent a different facet of teen life, for the most part, which we can all relate to, because we've all been teenagers, you know, at some point in our lives. And
some
so
point.
It's really, yeah, exactly. Those days are long gone. Wish we could do them again, but...
Better.
Yeah, yeah.
Better.
Do them better, exactly.
Yeah.
But one of the most fun things.
I could probably break into more houses.
Yes, exactly. And everybody's had that fantasy, you know, on finding. So, one of the fun things after talking to people who've seen the film is, you know, who is your favorite rich kid? And everybody's got a different rich kid that they identify with or love.
Because, of course, some of them are actually rich kids.
They're rich.
In the film, they get to pretend to be rich kids.
They pretend to be rich, but we discover as the film goes along that their richness is not necessarily material wealth. Mm-hmm. It's wealth. They are rich with emotion, with talent, with passion, with empathy, with all of the great human qualities that we all have, that we can all see in ourselves. And it just reminds us all when we watch the film that, you know, again, that what really counts is your richness inside. So.
That sounds like a perfect way to end this.
Oh, good.
Laura Summers, thank you so much. Your film, Rich Kids, one last time, screens Saturday at 4:15 p.m. at the Violet Crown. Thank you for coming by the festival studio. This is Sean McCord for the Charlottesville Podcast Network and the Virginia Film Festival. This and all of our other interviews here are going to be available on charlottesvillepodcast.com and virginiafilmfestival.org/podcast. I'm going to give a shout out to Leslie over here, who's been my sound engineer all day, from Community Idea Stations. And thank you, Community Idea Stations, for hosting us in this space. This is the last of our podcast today. We'll be back tomorrow with more interviews. Thanks for being here.